We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman. Many of you are familiar with Southern Foodways Alliance, the organization that documents and celebrates food culture in the American South with amazing programs and publications. I've long wished that we had something like that here, and I'm happy to say that now we do. It's called Southern California Foodways Project. Professor Oliver Wang is one of the project's organizers. He's here with me now to talk about their inaugural symposium that takes place a week from now. So why do it? Why create this organization? We have a bunch of really skilled writers exploring the subject anyway.
Right. And I think this speaks to your point, Evan, is that one of the things that the Southern Foodways Alliance has done so beautifully over the two decades they've been around is to bring together all of these different parties and forces and communities that are centered on food, but maybe from different angles. So writers, scholars, restaurateurs, farmers, food justice advocates, and so forth, and to find a kind of a big tent approach to bringing all of these folks into conversation with each other as a way of exploring this relationship between food and food culture and the food industry and a local region, whether it's the South or in this case, Southern California, which I think we can both agree is already plenty complex enough to warrant that kind of focus.
So we actually have our first symposium coming up on October 11th and 12th at the Autry Museum. Can you talk a bit about what's going to be happening there?
So the symposium is going to be a day and a half. We're going to have a keynote speaker in conversation with one of our fine journalist friends. Tian Nguyen will be interviewing Tony Tipton Martin. And this is on Friday night. And I think some folks in LA should certainly be familiar with Tony's work. She used to be the nutrition writer at the LA Times and is about to release a really incredible compilation of restaurants gathered from about 200 years worth of African-American cookbooks. And so they'll be talking both about the history behind the project, but I think also engaging with a conversation about whose stories get to be told. One of the things I should have mentioned is that the symposium theme this year is on the people's history of food in Southern California. And so part of what we're trying to focus on are those stories that perhaps don't get told as much or get left out of the so-called official histories.
What happens on the 12th?
On Saturday will be a lineup of seven speakers, and we're trying to capture as broad as possible a cross-section of our different Los Angeles communities. And so that's going to include Taco Maria owner Carlos Salgado coming up from the Orange County, Frank Shung, the Los Angeles Times columnist, who's been writing a lot about the intersections between food and community, will be one of our other speakers. Indigenous food waste scholar Claudia Serrato is going to be another one of them. And so the goal here is really to have people representing different aspects of the many different food communities we have here in Southern California, offering tidbits of thought. You can describe them as a series of amuse-bouches, perhaps, that will then lead into larger conversations amongst the folks attending.
And I should just say that some of the meals during the conference are going to be really interesting. We have a group of people from the Thai Community Development Organization, a group of women putting together a lunch, and then a new arrival Syrian family who's being represented by Mary's List will be doing a dinner. The only way you can join in those meals is to register for the symposium.
Correct. This will be at the Autry Museum in their auditorium. And it seems like a very good partnership in terms of an institution that's dedicated to the history of the West and a project that we're putting on here that is very much delving into one aspect of that history, which is how do we eat and how do we share our meals?
That was California State University Long Beach professor Oliver Wang talking about the new organization, the Southern California Foodways Project. For information about getting tickets to the symposium on October 11th and 12th, go to kcrw.org/goodfood and you'll find a link there.